Coach Israel Cintron. And Coach, help me remember, is this year two for you at Open Door, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, year two.
So how did last year go? And you know, just kind of get a set for this year for Open Door Lady Patriot basketball.
You know, last year went a little bit better than what I thought it was going to go, in the sense of learning the plays and learning how to play together. And again, and as far as my first year coaching, we went 7-12, which was something I was really blown away, because we played a lot of hard teams last year. That was not an easy season. And to come away with some of the wins that I was, like, really impressed, just I thought that was great.
So, Coach, I've asked everybody else that's in year two. I'll ask you the same thing. What was the biggest thing you learned last year, and what can you take from last year to maybe help it make it easier for you, you know, in year two?
You know, one of the things I learned quickly, I'll be honest, our very first game, I had to throw out all our plays right then and there. And said, after that game, we went back to the drawing board and drew up all these new things. And I brought on a new assistant. That was something I learned that really helped me. Lindsay Shineman, our assistant coach, she was an alumni, played at Open Door 4 years, and brought so much to the table, and still there this year. She's bringing a lot to the table. So that helped me. It's something I learned with that. And like I said, to really play with grit. That's something that I learned very quickly with these girls, that we may not have all the things, components we wanted to have at that time. And again, we started with four girls in the season when last time we talked, and then we finally ended up with 12 girls at the end of the season. But these girls played with grit, and then I'm seeing the very same thing again this year.
How did you get it to go from 4-12?
You know, I'm gonna be very honest with you. It took a lot of recruiting. These girls, they did the recruiting on their own. I went in there one day with pizza, hoping that would help them.
Got you guys here tonight.
I know. I got some tonight, yeah. And I went in there with pizza, hoping that would work, and it didn't really do much. But what happens is that I learned that they recruit within themselves. And you'd be amazed what happened this year with these girls, how they recruited. But, yeah, that's what happened. We ended up with 12 girls at the end of the year.
So your numbers are up this year?
Yeah, so this year we, instead of waiting for the end of the year to get 12 like last year, we ended up all right now with 14. We got 14 girls right off the bat, and that just blew me away. And so it's back to recruiting. So we have a group, some of our core starters from last year, and then all of a sudden, because some of them play soccer and volleyball, and so the soccer team and volleyball team recruited and started bringing in girls. And I was just blown away. Couldn't believe it.
Well, I know the volleyball team had tremendous success.
Yeah.
Do some of those young ladies also play for you, and can that help you?
Yeah, Rachel Faber, starting center for us. So she's tremendous. She plays a big role in what we're doing. And then we have Amelia Cintron. She played JV team. She's on our team also. She plays a grit, man. She's not as tall as the other girls, but she gets in there and she doesn't mind getting hit. So, but yeah, that's so she's from the volleyball team. Yeah.
So having success last year somewhat, this year just repetition, go back to what you did last year and move on?
Yeah. You know, when we ended our last game last year, I said one phrase to them, and we continued it this year, and that was, we have unfinished business. That was the last words I said to them in our last game. And so this year I opened it up with that phrase. And we're gonna put it. We got it. You know, we're gonna put it in our shooting shirts, because that's something we want to remember. We have unfinished business.
Very good.
Yeah, because we have a lot to accomplish.
And so, what are the expectations for this year, Coach?
One of the first things I shared with the team was, in our first meeting, is we want to stay above 500, at least 500 and up, this year. And I think we can do that. I'm pretty sure we can do that. Second thing is I put on the list is that we want to win our Lake Effect Conference. We had the opportunity to do that with the games that we won last year. We were able to make it to that conference, to the tournament, and then we thought we had a chance to. We thought we could win, and unfortunately we didn't. But I think this year is something it's in our list that we want to go out there and win it, and we know we can do that.
I know you mentioned Rachel Faber, I believe.
Yes.
Any of the other young ladies that you wanted to, that you're counting on, you wanted to, you know, kind of give our listeners a little bit of information on.
Lily Pierre is back this year. She's a junior. She is, She's one of those versatile players that you could actually play her in any position, 1 through 5. And you're going to see that this year. You're going to see her in all those positions. Juliana Moon is back. She's one of our shooters. That she has no fear in shooting from the arc. You know, like I said, Amelia Cintron is back. And she plays her grit. And then we have some new people coming in that we're able to add to the team. So, yeah, those are some girls that I'm really excited to see play.
So what's your strengths, do you think, Coach?
You know, I want to say our strengths right now is I have to – the one thing that stands out is no fear. There's no fear in these girls. You know, I told them, you're going to get hit. You're going to get out there. If you don't like getting hit, then you can't be out here. And so they know that. So it's no fear. And another thing is that I know we're going to have a very strong position of 4 and 5. And again, it's shooting from the arc from these girls, man. Because it's just they're. I told them just keep shooting, and it's going to land. And I know that's going to be our strengths.
So if you have a good 4 and 5 and shooters, you got a good inside out game.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So and with the girls that we have now, that we're able to alternate and put some people in there to give them rest. So
the average other side of that coin, Coach asked you about your strengths. Where are some areas you think that the team needs to improve to have the type of season that you're hoping to have?
Well, you know, it's that experience thing because, again, a lot of the girls that joined this year are first-time players. And so there's going to be the experience component in playing. So I think that's going to be something we know we're going to run into from time to time. And I think the other part is when you've never played or you're still learning the game, it's a whole confidence level for some of these girls. And I know that they're working on that. And so I think that might be it. I think that plays a factor in the game. You know, you double the guess what you're going to do out there sometimes.
But, well, Coach, we really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out to join us. I want to talk to you for a minute when we get into the break. But we want to wish Open Door Lady Patriots all kinds of success this year. And we really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Yep. It's fun being here.